Well, we touched on this last week, Jessica, but what progress have Alamogordo schools made in terms of the COVID mitigation procedures that parents and kids and staff are going to see?
Well, we did touch on it. We have a few more details now. What we know is that there is a plan to get cleaners into each and every classroom on a fairly regular basis to disinfect surfaces there and to also, fingers crossed, keep the number of rising cases down. We also know that we want children to practice, like adults, healthy self-distancing procedures. We're also looking at use of face masks by children, by staff, by personnel. That is including administrative and those in the actual school, the elementary, middle, and high school. The use of face masks is also a pretty big component of this plan's implementation. What we know about COVID in Otero County is just like much of the southern counties in New Mexico, we are seeing some rising cases of the virus. What we are trying to do now and what the APS is trying to do now is just to put these practices in place to keep a handle on those COVID numbers. But also, I mean, everybody wants their children to be healthy. Everybody wants their families to be healthy. So this is them doing their part to get the community back on track.
It seems you've learned some new information about the Afghan refugees that are in our region. What can you tell us about that?
Correct. So we actually have two locations in our region, Helmand Air Force Base, of course, which we know, but also just at Fort Bliss, an Afghan village is housing refugees as well. We call that the Donya Anna Village. What we know about Helmand Air Force Base and for residents who decide that they want to participate is the base is looking for feedback on environmental impacts. Now, those interested in commenting or voicing their concerns can go online to Helmand Air Force Base's website and submit their comments, and those will be reviewed. And so they're basically just looking at for this environmental impact, what it means to have an X amount of bodies, extra amount of bodies on the base, any concerns about COVID or its variants, really anything of interest or of concern to the regional population regarding that. What we also know is that the refugees that we received at Holloman Air Force Base, we've been given just a really wide timeline for how long we can expect them to stay. That's anywhere between 30 and 180 days. Now, keep in mind that this is a small portion of over 50,000 refugees that are being housed at various locations. In Doña Ana, we know that it was a centerpiece of interest recently. Representative Yvette Harrell and some other congressional representatives were out there touring the site, asking questions, and really getting a better feel for what we're doing to, one, help these Afghan refugees, but also what we're doing to keep our local residents safe.
Speaking of Holloman Air Force Base, there was a protest there yesterday for the new vaccine mandates. What do you know about that?
Correct. So on Monday morning and on Monday afternoon, a protest was planned for just outside Holloman Air Force Base. Now, this was in response to a mandate that all active military, this includes Air Force personnel, are required to receive a vaccination for COVID-19. Now, that means that every active duty personnel person on that base has just a few more weeks to comply with this order. The military officials have said that this is, one, to keep them safe, of course, to keep the communities in which they serve safe as well. We are tracking this. It really just seems to be family and friends and concerned citizens who are saying, hey, this should be a choice whether or not you want to get vaccinated. And it doesn't seem like Holloman Air Force Base has had a response to these protesters other than saying it's their right to protest, it's their right to voice their opinion.
All right, more on these stories at alamogordonews.com. Jessica, thank you very much for the updates and have a wonderful week.
You as well.